We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Before the end of today's show, I'll give a pair of tickets away to Five Finger Death Punch. It was confirmed yesterday, by the way, that Drieger is going to start today. I thought that was the case, but I saw Jameson Olive, who covers the Panthers for their website, does a great job. Check them on out. Check their podcast out, Territory Talk. That's good, too, with him and Plagans. But shout out to Keith. He sent me the tweet from yesterday. He is starting today, so Drieger is going to be between the pipes.
Uncomfortable.
So we got that for you. It's like a nice little sports night, Robbie.
Yeah,
we got
two TVs.
Heat in action, Panthers in action. I like it. Got the two screens going tonight. I have to tell the wife, guess what? You're on iPad. I'm taking the TV out of our room. Double TVs in the living room tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry, honey. Looks like you're watching Ray Donovan on a pad. I don't know what to tell you. I think that's what's going to go on. I was just talking to Leroy about, we're already Christmas decorationed in my house. Like, it was Christmas. It was Thanksgiving. The day after Thanksgiving, I was hungover, full belly.
Oh,
and the kids go up, and they go, so guess what? It's Christmas time. It was like my kid actually came up with a Bruce Springsteen voice. He goes, you know what time it is? It's Christmas time. I was like, why do you sound like that? Why do you sound like a chain smoking old man? Christmas time, baby. And I got up in that attic, man. I had to take down like five tubs full of decorations. My wife is a holly jolly elf. She wants to get down with Christmas stuff immediately. So we, because she's all about the seasonal decorations. Like, we just got a new couch, seasonal pillows. She's already talking. We already have to replace the pillows that are on our current couch because they're just standard gray pillows.
Yep.
Needs to go down to Christmas time. That's what it's got to go to.
Were you guys full spread decorations for Halloween?
Oh yeah. Jack-o'-lanterns, the nines. And this is a run. Like, you have a run of Halloween decorations, Thanksgiving decorations, and then the creme de la creme, Christmas. All right? And I still haven't done the outside lights. I'm probably doing that later on today, after some work stuff later on. But they don't tolerate, you know, we'll get to it sometime in December. It's Thanksgiving over, boom. Chris, they're almost like it is a department store in a mall where they're like, oh, what's it, November 1st, Christmas stuff. That's the life my family would like to leave if they didn't already have all these Thanksgiving decorations as it is. But no, there's no time to wait. And Leroy was telling me his wife's the same way. Like, they're like, oh, it's all, he got his damn tree. He got his damn tree the day before Thanksgiving. Real tree.
Whoa.
I go fake tree. I've had the same fake tree basically since my second year of marriage. We've been rocking with the same tree.
Pretty brilliant.
Yeah, it's been going good. It's been going good. Plus, once you decorate it up, it's not the greatest fake tree in the world, but once it's all lighted up and all the decorations that go on it, you can't even tell. It's fantastic. Looks flourishing and full. And quite frankly, I don't like sap. It's sticky on your hands.
Hey, you don't have the giant mess on the floor as you would with a regular tree.
Yeah, like, I saw my sister-in-law. They're like, they went the same route. They went Friday, they went, got a real tree. That tree's going to die, man. That thing is not going to last. No way. No way, no how.
You got to carry it into the house.
You got to get under there like an idiot. You got to water it. No way, man. Who needs that? Plus, you know what you do? You just hook it up. You want the pine smell? These candles are amazing. You get one of those scented candles. Oh, it smells so good. You never know that there's not a real tree in there. And, you know, At a certain time, you don't have to do the cleanup. All I got to do, done. Okay, no pine tree smell. I'm leaving the house. And then it comes back whenever it's needed. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
It is a two-screen night in South Florida. For Leroy, it's going to be a three-screen night. I'll get to him in a second. But you got the Miami Heat They are in action against the Toronto Raptors in Toronto, 7:30 tip-off, which means 6:30 JetBlue Vacations pregame to get started with Tommy Teich. I don't know if Zazzle's going to be in the pregame, and I know he's not on the show.
I don't think he is. I think it's Tommy Teich. So Iso Teich.
It's Iso Teich tonight.
So what is tonight's song? Tonight's song has got to be, what, some Rush? What do we got going tonight for the Toronto Raptors? Some Drake? Yeah. Do you think Tommy Teich would go with some Drake?
He's hip enough to know.
I should find out.
Wait, if he's in a basketball arena, he knows who Drake is.
He definitely knows who Drake is.
He knows his music. He knows he's from Canada. How about, there's a lot of Canadian artists.
Yeah, what's that guy, Arcade Fire, whatever it is?
Isn't Celine Dion from Canada? One of those female.
Yeah, Dion is Canadian.
Yes, okay.
She is Canadian.
Right. All right.
I remember that. I only say Arcade Fire because there was that one guy who they're playing a celebrity basketball game, and then he made comments afterwards of the celebrity basketball game.
You think that Tommy Teich ever rolled with some Biebs?
Oh,
Bieber's Canadian.
No, but I do think he with some Drake.
Has he started a broadcast with Drake? A Toronto Raptors broadcast with Drake?
Yes. I'm saying yes. Because it has to, keep in mind, depends on who's producing.
I'm going to text him right now. No, he picks the songs.
Does he?
He picks the songs. I've produced
everything
for Tommy
Teich. He does everything.
He produces, he picks the songs, the sound bites. It is beautifully long written script. It is the most, you want the most breathtaking radio that we got going. Listen to the first 2 minutes of a Tommy Teich pregame show. So what's today? Today's a 7:30 tip off. 7:30. Is it 7 o'clock or 7:30?
It's a 7:30 tip off. Tommy Teich. The
so
network.
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock is when the network pregame starts. Listen to the Tommy Teich opening monologue. It is pristine radio.
Everything you need to know about what's gonna happen and what just happened with the Heat, you'll find out in those first 2 minutes.
Jurassic Park theme song.
What else you got, Robbie?
On screen number two tonight in South Florida, you got the Florida Panthers. They are back in action tonight, taking on the Minnesota Wild. That game's at home at the BB&T Center. That, the puck drops at 7 o'clock with the other goalie starting for the Panthers.
Yeah, Driggs is starting for the... objectively, deserved. Deserved. Unobjectively, I'm not happy about this.
Okay. Now, let's be clear.
Hmm?
If it was any other goalie other than your boy, you'd have wanted his ass out of there sooner.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Perhaps.
At least you're being honest.
Perhaps.
You're showing favoritism because he gives you some of his time.
Feel like Quinville is showing favoritism.
I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to interview the other guy.
What? No. No.
We only.
No.
Hey,
Beavs.
You are. We only interview starters here.
What are you, a goalie floozy?
No.
You just want to go talk to any goalie?
We only interview starting goalies.
No. No, right. I'm not doing that. I'm staying loyal to Bob. I'm going to go talk to Bob this week. And
Bob
that's
is
going to
be so sad.
Nah, he's not going to be sad. He got $70 million.
Still want to play?
Of course. What do you think he thinks about on that bench? I wonder what he thinks about. I think we all believe that Deion Waiters secretly roots against the Heat guards, right?
No.
What?
Don't work like that on a team.
What Deion? Deion's special. He's got the petty in him.
No.
He was making fun of Tyler Hero on Instagram. You don't think he goes, you don't think when Tyler Hero, when, all right, not on the bench, but when he was in his living room on suspension, do you think when Tyler Hero shot up a three-pointer with Brick?
No.
Brick?
No. Like, why do you think athletes are like that?
I don't know.
You only people who haven't been in that locker room say that.
You don't think Chris Carter was mad when Randy Moss got touchdowns?
No. Why?
He's Chris Carter.
Because that means that you pissed somebody off, or Chris Carter pissed somebody off when he was coming up.
Oh,
it doesn't
yeah.
work like that.
Oh, so you think it's bad karma? Like it comes around?
Oh, I'm just saying. Like if you're a team guy, you root for the team.
Dexter writes in, coffee is for starters. Bob gets his coffee, jerks. So mad right now.
No, I mean, come on. We only, hey.
I'm kind of rooting against Drieger.
Hold the question there. Put it on the poll. Do we, should we only be interviewing starting goalies?
No, I'm not answering that question. I'm banning that question. I'm not going to acknowledge that.
Let me ask, would you ask the other goalie if he was Russian? Got him.
He's not, though. He's Canadian.
Eh?
They're all Canadian.
It's a Canadian sport.
Panthers got like two Americans on their team. What else you got, Robbie?
All right, Leroy, this one's for you. Screen number three in Leroy's house. We may not be on screen number three for this one, but there is some local connections tonight. You got Michigan at Louisville tonight. Michigan, they went from unranked to be number four in the country.
That's unbelievable.
Juwan Howard doing work over there.
He's
at Michigan.
Awesome.
And Louisville's number one in the country.
Yep.
It's the Big Ten ACC Challenge,
which the Canes won yesterday at Illinois.
That was a slight upset.
It was a slight upset. And they were up by 27 points in the first half.
Yeah.
And they ended up winning by two. Barely got out of there alive.
Like, wait a minute. Can we get some more positivity on this show?
Well,
did you hear the twist on that? First of all, they were underdogs by how many?
9 points.
9 point underdogs. And he's saying barely got out of there alive.
I mean, they were up by 21 at some point in the second half, and they're stressing out the final minute. That stupid Chris Likes garbage technical foul in the first half ruined everything.
Somebody says that everyone's nice as nice as you, Leroy. I'm not nice. I'm just saying. I know Tobin. If it was any other goalie in the NHL, he would have been like, bench his ass. I'm going to interview the other guy.
I'm not going to do that. I have my, like, look, I'm not.
Put it on a poll.
No.
Isn't
it hard enough right now?
Should we?
Isn't a dude going through a hard enough time?
Should we interview the starting goalie?
I don't even like talking to him about hockey. I like talking about him jumping on trampolines.
Because he's not playing good hockey. Why would you want to talk about it?
He's got some good hockey stuff to talk about, but I like talking about the fun stuff. Like the Russian tool bench.
Ooh, Alanis Morissette. She's Canadian.
What else you got, Robbie?
So check this out. You know how this NBA wants to experiment with mid-season tournaments?
Yes.
And, you know, have maybe a play-in tournament to get into the postseason, maybe shorten down the games?
Right.
Apparently, the NBA could reward the winner of these so-called mid-season tournaments with a draft pick.
I'm all right with it. Sure. I don't like
because then the best teams are going to get more draft picks.
You know what I think, though? I just think they're overthinking it. Like, they're trying to do this.
Yes.
They're trying to do this thing where they think, oh, we're going to get it to where all the games matter and that these guys aren't going to. Hey, guess what, guys? They're going to rest. You think
they make too much money to not load manage?
Let me ask you something. You think Kawhi Leonard gives a rat's ass about you winning a draft pick?
Right.
Who cares? Like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And I also feel like this is one of those things where, like, the media has so much, so many games to cover. They feel like this is a real issue. Guess what? You can't make it to where an 82-game season in any shape or form, whatever kind of crafting you want to do, is going to feel important the entire year. You can't.
Well, if you have a tournament that rewards draft picks, aren't you diminishing the draft?
So
what are you going to give them? Draft picks at the end of the first round?
Yeah, compensatory picks.
Right.
I don't know.
Sandwich picks.
Right. Like, what are you going to do? How are you going to tank? What about the teams tanking?
I think that they're trying to make it so teams don't tank.
Then the best teams are going to get picks too?
I've never gone through a heat. You know, even when the teams didn't have a star, I was like, yeah, but I like watching basketball. I'm a fan of the sport entertaining me night in and night out. You know, there's times where it gets, like for the Marlins last year, probably watching a little less Marlins once it got to like August and they were inept. I was probably not tuning in as much. But if you're a sports fan, I feel like you're tuning in night in and night out because you want to be entertained by your team.
Right.
Yeah, you had the spider watch to start
the
season.
Here it is.
Nope.
Here it is.
No, I don't want you to. No.
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 Here's a go. You ready? Robbie, about 15 minutes ago, I said, hey, Tobin, how do you feel about Nick Foles losing his job? He's a bum. He sucks. And plus, Minshew has a mustache. That's his comments. So, if it were any other goalie, and I said, hey, Tobin, how do you feel about Bobrovsky losing his starting job? He would, wouldn't he say the same thing? But because you have this little bromance,
We bro hugged last time.
We bro hugged.
He went in for it. He initiated it.
He initiated it.
You blocked him more than he blocked the puck to get out of there, so he had to do it.
That's not true.
Yeah.
He had the whole wide open lane to go.
What? You?
There's not even a wall there. Erroneous.
All right.
15 minutes of heat is next.
15 minutes of heat.
Brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. Heat back in action tonight. 7:30 tip-off from Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Taking on the Raptors. Coverage starts at 6:30 with the JetBlue Vacations pregame show. No Goran Dragic tonight. He is going to miss the game with a groin injury. So it'll be interesting to see. He's obviously been one of the Heat's most reliable scorers, especially on the road. What's up, Robbie?
I'm sorry to get distracted, but we were talking about how are the Patriots done now? And now they're doing the same thing on Get Up with Nick Saban. Chances Nick Saban's dominance is over. It's the same trick.
You know, I bet you Feinbaum, too, is probably saying, it's over. It's over. He's probably loves the fact that because he's just going to stir up all the Jethros on his show. Paul! Hey! He needs to be fired, Paul. Too big for his britches.
They already had a petition going.
You just wanted to use that line, right?
That's definitely how they talk, man. That's definitely what's going down with them.
I didn't know you were friendly with people from Ohio.
What do you mean?
216, you've been going back and forth all day.
What do you mean?
That's Ohio.
Who am I talking to?
I don't know. I just know it's Ohio.
Ohio. Oh, because the dude was like, he wants Amber to stop reading my headlines.
And, and you said Am Burgundy.
Yeah, Am Burgundy. I'm in Burgundy. Coming to you tonight from the Scotiabank Silver Surfer.
Did she say that?
No. She said the United Avenger instead of the United Center.
Yeah.
It's the superhero of arenas. That's what's going down tonight. So one of the things that was interesting from this last game, we finally got to see our boy Myers Leonard, Mr. Deep Voice. Coming in there, the hammer, getting some shots down, hitting some threes, hit a few from downtown. This was Bam Adebayo after the game. He gave his he was happy to see that his big man counterpart was finally hitting from downtown.
It's about time Myers started shooting the ball.
Thank you.
You know, that's my message to him before the game started. I needed him to use his talent to shooting threes, and I needed that talent for him, and he delivered tonight, and I'm proud of him.
Yeah, there's definitely been, I think, one of those things with Myers where it felt like he'd get the ball and he'd be wide open. And he's just like, he's not letting it go, Leroy. So it was good to see him finally do that just to help out, space some things, especially if this is going to come down to a case where, you know, we are seeing we did see Justice and we saw Jimmy. They didn't start together, but they ended together.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are going to be really tenacious on defense. You add Bam, but like,
I think that's I mean, depending on what they need, that'll determine whether Justice and Jimmy play together. Mm-hmm. Because they needed stops.
Yeah, 100%.
They needed stops. So they went with, they had what, Bam, they had Justice, they had Jimmy. So you want to talk about being able to defend the perimeter, that's what they went with.
Yeah.
So I could see that changing depending on what if they need more scoring. What if you need Jimmy to play off the ball, then you can go with Goran. Or, you know, maybe Tyler, if you want another guy who could create his own shot. So you go Jimmy on one side, Tyler on another side. So I think it just depends on what's needed. But I think this is a perfect opportunity for Philly Cheese.
Mm.
Not this?
I mean, maybe.
Philly Cheese.
But more importantly, you know who they're going to need.
Who?
JJ. Because of his length.
I don't know, man. I just don't think he trusts him. I don't know. I think that
he tries hard but does nothing, right?
Yeah.
And where did that come from? Because, like, is he just not good? Like, it's not that he's not giving effort. It's not that.
I think they got all they can out of him. I think that's just what it is. And
I think
that it's a little bit of the Tyler Johnson thing where when, you know, the guy gets paid. I'm not saying that he's not trying as much, but I think you expect to get a lot more. And when a guy is a minimum guy, you kind of just like, oh, all of this is house money. This all feels great.
Right.
And then when a guy gets a big contract, you have expectations. Then all of a sudden when the performances aren't there,
right,
it's not no big deal. It's the guy's a bum. You know, like that's the feeling for
but
everybody.
He didn't get a ton of money. It's like,
he makes good money. He makes $15 million a year.
But that's not like crazy money in basketball.
Yeah, but it's not nothing in basketball.
No, it's not. It's not nothing. I mean, he's getting played like slightly above average player.
I tell you what, I was happy with the end of that game against the Nets was Justice hitting those clutch free throws. I was every time he said
this is this the only team ever since the Big Three, the only team when there's free throws to be shot, you have to cross your fingers.
Except for Jimmy.
No, not, I'm saying before now.
Oh yeah.
Because this year we got a boatload of guys who make free throws.
I would just say like for him, like if you're Justice Winslow and you love getting into the paint, like God, that's got to get better. That has to get
better.
Has to get better.
Or you're a wasted player.
The Canes have that same problem with one-on-ones, too. Like every front of the one-on-one, it's like, oh, God.
There's nothing like putting your ass on out there, like bright and early, when we're not even paying attention to a game. And Don't worry. He's terrible on the front end of a one-on-one. Never even touched the rim.
Crazy. Robbie's super passionate watching Canes basketball. It's something to watch, man. We got to do some kind of...
He had action on it.
Did he? I don't think he did. Oh, he loves the Canes.
I had action on Illinois yesterday, but then once that was
he has backup. Robbie has backup action. Like, he doesn't bet with his emotions, so he has the fallback of, well, if at least the Canes lost, I get my money.
And sure enough, late in that game, Chris likes 88% free throw shooter, shooting a 1-1. Front end, clank. Like clockwork.
They won, though, man.
They won, but... I still don't forget Lonnie Walker in that tournament game, front end of the 1-1, clank, and then Illinois Chicago hit that three.
And I wish it would be one of those things though. I wish the football team, like, it's one of those things with expectations. Like Larinaga, he gets to live in the world where, like, I only care if Larinaga's good. Like, when the team's not that good, it doesn't bother me because it just doesn't have that history to it. So anytime that he beats Duke, I'm just like, yeah, swaggering. Who cares? It's Coach L, shout out. But like, you know,
past couple of years
has been fine, but it's like, yeah, whatevs. You know, I know he's a good coach. I've seen him be a good coach before.
Whoa.
With the Canes football team.
Oof.
I'm at the point where it's like, it's already like, yeah, you're dead to me. Like,
you lost FIU.
And that's it. I didn't even watch the next game live.
By the way, there's a conundrum with the bowls because there's 78 bowl spots, but 79 bowl eligible teams. One bowl eligible team is going to get left out, and FIU is saying is like on the bubble, even though they should be in a bowl.
FIU should go to the bowl game that the Canes should
get
to.
Yes, absolutely.
100%. Like, if you're telling me that the Canes are going to go to a bowl game, but FIU's not, that's garbage. The FIU Panthers should go instead of the U. In fact, the U should give them their spot. And I know that some of this stuff is contractual with the ACC. Tell the ACC to kick rocks. The FIU should get whatever spot the Canes are
going
to get.
Is FAU going?
Yeah. They're in the conference championship game this weekend.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Lane Train is back on track.
This guy is a data scientist.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
That guy on the right.
The guy in Cincinnati?
No, yeah. He's a data scientist. Like, they were asking him questions. Or the Seahawks elite. I'm like, you asking a data scientist?
Tell me what the numbers say.
Whoa. That jacket looked like you just came off a moon.
Doesn't it? Stunt like, Steve is wearing a...
One small step.
Stunt Steve is wearing a Miami Sharks Willie Steeman Beeman
One
jacket.
Small step for man, one giant step for mankind.
Did you see that Enos Kanter it came to the strange defense of James Dolan?
Yeah.
That was weird. Why is he doing that?
I don't know, man.
James Cantor's usually not a company man.
Right.
Yeah, he's
Enos Kanter.
Enos Kanter's he'll call it like he sees it.
Maybe because he sees some other riffraff around the facility and he's like, "Huh, I see. Not Dolan's fault."
Charles Oakley arrested.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to sign there.
Like, what are we talking about? He had Oak arrested. He has fans kicked out for saying sell the team. Like, he's a crazy person. And, Enos Kanter's like, yeah, we text. We're actually really good buddies now. What are you going to watch him play harmonica? What the hell's going on there? What?
It's a settle for Julius Randle.
No, this was the plan all along. Julius Randle, Wayne Ellington. That was the plan. Not Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving.
Is there a minimum you have to spend in NBA?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they had to spend the money.
So, right, because I'm saying, like, I know with the NFL, you have to spend the salary cap.
Yeah,
because
I think you have to, whatever you don't spend, it has to go back to the players. Like,
okay.
You have to
that's how it is with the NFL. Baseball, there's no minimum. But
no.
They can.
There's no maximum either. There's a luxury tax.
Yeah, and it drives Scott Boras nuts. Nobody competes anymore. No one's paying Wei Yin Chen. I have no Laurias. I have no Laurias to fleece.
Jeez. Wait, Wei-Yin Chen's gone, right?
Gone.
So I guess you're
clear waivers.
Oh, really? Shocking. I can't believe that. Who didn't want to pick up that contract this year? It's amazing.
Okay, well, great contract.
You got to pay it anyway, right?
The Marlins do. Yeah. Well, if somebody would have picked him off waivers, I guess they would have owed him. They would have paid him the $22
million.
No one.
Right.
No one.
Right.
I give the Marlins props for swallowing that contract because you played with one less player last year because he didn't play in games that mattered. I give him credit.
I figure if anybody would be understanding that issue.
They put ketchup and mustard all over that contract and ate it.
No.
You might repeat those last words.
No.
What did he just say, Robbie?
He said, I'm
glad they ate the contract because it's like having a roster with 24 guys with one guy
minus
not playing.
One.
Wait.
Knock it off.
I'm just saying.
Udonis isn't making $22 million, Leroy. Not the same.
But minus he is taking
one.
Up a roster spot.
No. Minus one.
The same thing
not
you just.
Not taking up anything. He is handing down the culture to the likes of Chris
so
Silva.
So how you know Wei-Yin Chen wasn't doing that?
No. What?
Minus one.
Through his translator?
Could you imagine if he wanted to cut somebody out? How he?
I probably has.
He snaps his fingers to get his translator.
Minus
one.
Do you not see Chris Silva turning into the next Udonis Haslam with his hustle and grit? You need somebody to pass the
Man,
torch.
Okay. Okay. You fill your team with hustle and grit.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
Hey, I will.
Yep.
Heat culture. Did you see Jimmy? Well, man, I tell you what, this Jimmy Butler, he dove after this ball in this blowout game against the Warriors on Friday, and I was like, man, look at that guy. He's heat culture.
Did Spo take him out right after that?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, he's just diving all over the place. I just loved it. He's just, everybody, you know what the funny thing is? These Philadelphia 76ers, especially this Ben Simmons, what a baby. And this Karl Anthony Towns, what a baby. Because I'm in this locker room, everybody loves Jimmy Butler so much. They love him. You know? It's just like he said at his press conference. I'm not a bleep hole like everybody thinks that I am. And maybe if you're the guy that says that, maybe you are a bit of a bleep hole. But like, some certain bleep holes, they're fun to be around. They are. And Jimmy just mixes well with these guys. Not like those soft serve grandma arms ice cream Karl Anthony Towns or Ben Simmons, too afraid to shoot a 3-pointer.
He made one.
Hey.
In the regular season.
Bully for him.
You can't.
Was it against the Knicks?
You can't make one unless you take one.
Get out of here. Tonight's a big one, though. You win tonight.
You get some eyes if you win tonight.
You win tonight. We get to hop in a little bit, feel a little froggy. You come in, you take both these games, we're full bullfrog.
Feel more confident. Feel a little more confident about where you're going, where you're heading.
Then you get to then after you take these two, then you get to stick it to that Buster Bradley Beal on Friday. Oh, can't wait for that.
Do the Celtics play tonight? I'm gonna check to see if the Celtics play tonight.
Wait, did you not play music for Bradley Beal?
I was just doing that because you guys wanted to.
The Celtics do not play tonight, so the Heat will be playing tomorrow in a back-to-back, and the Celtics will be fresh.
Of course, and they basically haven't played a game because their last one was against the Knicks.
Isn't Hayward out again?
Yeah, I think so.
He broke his thumb or something?
He broke his thumb. He's porcelain. He's porcelain. Another one I never really wanted.
You said that about Jimmy Butler.
Hmm?
And then you... Oh, my goodness. I can't keep up.
What are you talking about?
I can't
say that about Jimmy Butler.
The bullet curved.
Yeah, that was the Matrix.
Like wanted.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't worry about that.
That movie had a ton of action, but made no damn sense whatsoever. Bullets going around trees and stuff. Then you could get shot 27 times, go soak in the water, get up healthy. This is the craziest thing.
We're back with more after this.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene. Put his ear to the wall and like a distant scream, he had one guitar.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
This is 80s.
It is.
Yep. I remember where I was.
Really?
It's like in the 7th, 8th grade.
You think Tyler Herro ever listens to this after a good game?
Before and after.
I don't think he even knows this song.
Well, you're probably right.
No.
You don't think he knows Foreigner?
No.
Because I saw people going nuts with this Billie Eilish. She was on, I think it was Kimmel, and he brought up the name Van Halen. And, you know, Billie Eilish is like a 17-year-old, like,
right,
rock star. And she goes, who's that?
Right.
And everybody was going nuts on her. It's like, well, yeah, why would she know? She's 17. Right.
Wasn't even born when they were, like...
If she watched The Wedding Singer, she should know. Like, you know, because she wore the t-shirt and they jinxed the band and they broke up.
Pump this up, Robbie. You see, we got a little golf beef going on.
Who?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Adam Scott. He's calling out his Aussie brethren.
Oh, because he's not on the President's Cup.
No, he doesn't want that. He doesn't want anybody in Australia cheering the Americans. He says it's been too friendly for his liking, and he's going to be upset if they root for the Americans or Tiger Woods.
Because they've never won. They're 0-4 in the President's Cup, right?
Yeah.
I can just see them booing Tiger Woods right before he takes his tee shot.
They're not going to boo Tiger.
Throw a shoe at him?
Do you understand? Like, Adam, we get it. They're in your country. But let's be clear. They love Tiger.
He says, quote, last time it was too friendly. Quite bluntly, we want a home crowd advantage. And I'll be disappointed if they're cheering enthusiastically for Tiger or anyone on the U.S. team. I'm not saying be a poor sport. But one challenge our team has is always gaining a home soil advantage because it's rare that stars like Tiger Woods or DJ come to Australia or Korea where we play these things and the locals are excited and they are excited to see them as anyone on our team. But while we appreciate them very much, we don't have to cheer for them.
Well, there's one solution. Play better. Right? The reason why they like all the Americans because they're really good.
Also, call me crazy. Is this a thing in golf?
What?
Like, do you feel like the crowd is going to get into Tiger Woods' head?
The Ryder Cup, when you go to Europe, when they do this thing in Europe and England and all that, it's intense, right? But it's not, like, when you go to Scotland and Ireland, they cheer good golf. So he's kind of off on that. That if you hit a good shot, you get a cheer.
Mm-hmm.
You won't get the cheer that you would get for your hometown, but there's not really a whole bunch of people booing, right? It's either a golf clap for the Americans, or when GB and I hit a great shot, then explosion. So you get a different cheer, but there's never any booing at golf. There's never any booing at the damn Ryder Cup or the President's Cup.
What's the thing that they use for NBAs, for basketball games? The thunder sticks when they're shooting free throws? Like, they're waving the thunder sticks, you know?
None of that.
It's like, what do you want them to do, throw a koala bear at Tiger Woods?
Let me tell you, that some of the varmints that, when I watch European golf early in the morning before I go golf.
Varmints?
Some of the animals that they show running across these fairways is unbelievable.
I don't think we can really talk about that down here, man, with the dinosaurs that we have roaming the golf course.
Oh, no, that's nothing. Dude,
nothing.
That's nothing compared to what they have over there.
Nothing?
No, they have... What?
What?
They have animals that I've never seen. They look like little baby dinosaurs.
Those monster gators that we got strolling around the greens?
Every now and then, you see one run across the fairway.
This just came across. The All-ACC team has been announced. And here are the first teamers from the Canes. We got Brevin Jordan makes the squad. Gregory Rousseau.
Mm-hmm.
And Shaq Quarterman made the first team. Second team, Michael Pinckney. And honorable mention, Trajan Bandy. Those are your representatives.
Not one offensive player?
Brevin Jordan, that was
it. Oh, Brevin Jordan, yeah.
Brevin Jordan, that was it.
Wow.
That was all it. Right. Yep.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
But, if I would say to you, the failures of this team, for me, all come from the defensive side of the ball. What would you say? Here, and I'll tell you why. Part of the reason, going into this year, you knew you had one aspect of your team, and that was defense. They were going to grow. They were going to get better. They were going to keep you in a lot of games while your offense figured it out. That wasn't the case. The defense failed you even more than the offense did at times.
They let up a 4th-and-17 against North Carolina.
And so from that standpoint, the most solid team you had, or the most solid unit you had on this team, is the one that we talked about every Monday after failures of stopping or holding the team or letting him get away with a big play.
Right.
So I would say, yeah, it's kind of weird that the team that I'm most frustrated with, or the side of the ball I'm most frustrated with, is a team that has all these players in all ACC.
Well, yeah, and then you think about the, you know, what's been their calling card for, you know, the last 4 years has been the turnovers, and against Duke and FIU. Do they have turnovers?
They had one against Duke, but they had zero against
FIU.
All right.
And that's been their calling.
They also gave up the game winning touchdown against Virginia Tech, but then everyone blamed the kicker afterwards.
Again, if I told you that the defense, forget kicker, forget this, forget that, if I told you the defense played better, or would have played better than they played last year, if I tell you that, this team wins three more games hands down.
Yeah.
So, it's amazing to me that all these guys are making, you know, all ACC. But when I think about this team, I think the unit that failed them the most is the defense, because was the one unit you could count on.
And it's the idea that, like, the coach had to put more input into it during
right,
the year.
Right, because they were terrible early.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's weird how that works out, where, like, you knew the offense was going to be a mess. You knew the protection was going to be a mess. You knew that the only chance you had of winning games was going to be if your defense keeps you in it. And though that's the unit that failed you considering, you know, what you expected from them before the season started.
Before we get out of here, let's give a pair of tickets away to Five Figure Death Punch. They are coming to the BB&T Center on April 8th.
Somebody wanted to give me that.
With with Papa Roach, I Prevail, and Ice Nine Kills. Tickets are going on sale Friday, December 6th at 10 a.m. LiveNation.com. If you want to go see Five Finger Death Punch, be calling number 3 on the regular line, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Call a 3. We'll get a pair of tickets to see Five Finger Death Punch and get going. Somebody says Adam Scott has a little bit of Tobin in him. I don't know what that guy means. I don't know what that – I don't understand.
When you go out of your way to be petty, and when you really can't be.
I don't – wait, why?
He can't be petty. He can't be petty in this situation. Dude, just Tiger. Now, what do you expect? We cheering Tiger. You hit a good shot, we'll cheer for you too. But don't scratch it all around the golf course like you've been doing and expect us to cheer you.
But when I like when I'm telling these kids, you know, who show up at the Steph Curry jerseys at the American Airlines Arena, like
– Wait. You do the same thing.
No. Okay. But what I'm doing is
your
legit.
Favorite player gives up 4 goals a game.
And? I feel like that's
And the Tobin, the journalist, knows he shouldn't be playing.
No.
He needs a timeout.
Don't
he needs
separate,
a timeout.
Don't separate he journalist Tobin and regular Tobin. They're two and the same.
Okay. Well,
Dana Wadger, impressions of the South Florida crowd tonight. It's been a while since you guys have been here.
I don't want to ask the hard-hitting questions. I want to ask the important questions, like Goran Dragic teaching Jimmy Butler Slovenian. I don't care about the pick and roll, or I don't care about the
you should care about 4 goals a game. That's what you care about.
3.5.
3.5. Okay, sorry. There's only one guy worse than him.
Well, yeah.
So the way I'm starting to see it now, if he was just in the middle of the pack, they'd be damn near undefeated.
Maybe pretty good. But maybe he'll get back to that.
He will. Like, I have no, like, again, man, I play the sport, okay? So I understand that sometimes you hit a bad stretch and you can't even explain it, right? Sometimes you need a break. Sometimes you need to fight through it. The coach has decided that he's going to give you a bit more of a break.
All right. Coming up next, you got Anne Burgundy and Brian Monroe. Enjoy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.